Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues, opening up tonight's show with the Allman Brothers Band and Stateboro Blues. Stateboro Blues was written back in 1928 by Blind Willie McTell, and the title refers to the town of Stateboro, Georgia. Now, this version by the Allman Brothers Band was recorded live at the Fillmore East back in 1971. Now, this version is famous for Duane Allman's slide guitar playing at the beginning of Stateboro Blues. Rolling Stones went on to write, quote, The Moaning and Squealing opening licks is famous for giving fans chills at the live shows. The Allman Brothers Band and Stateboro Blues here on Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. Thumb Cellular is your leading wireless provider. Vitalis Blues by the Bay. Gearing up for Blues by the Bay, you can check out their new website and the full schedule at SundayNightBlues.net. By Scooter's Bar and Grill, where every Sunday night is blues and barbecue, starting at 7 p.m. By the Pasta House in Kindy, Michigan, family-owned, and they make fun the Wiley family's number one priority. By Wingin' It's on Newman Street and East House. Great food, good friends, and everything sports. Tonight, Greg Allman is with us in the Sunday Night Blues Studios. Philip Ryan, your host for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. We hope you enjoy our interview with Greg Allman coming up on tonight's show. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening, as we are going to run two parts to this interview with Greg Allman. Then on May 26th, we're going to have the conclusion of this once-in-a-lifetime interview here on Sunday Night Blues. Now, just to let you know, Greg Allman contacted Sunday Night Blues and asked to share his story with you, the blues audience, right here in mid-Michigan. Of course, all the music lovers out there. Greg Allman in the Sunday Night Blues Studios tonight. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. You can visit SundayNightBlues.net, click on the Detroit Blues Society logo, and become a member today. On tonight's show, we have Ray Charles, B.B. King, Debbie Davies. We're also going to hear from Ryan Roots, and also on tonight's show is Niecy. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot is by email request from Janelle out of Pinconning, Michigan. Her double shot request tonight is for Matt Guitar Murphy. Coming up, we're going to hear from Joe Bonamassa as we are rolling with the blues. Here is Alvin Bishop on Sunday Night Blues.
I got a nice old pickup truck, V8 Chevrolet. It's got a lot of miles on it, but it really runs okay. I'm in my own world when I'm driving. Got my music playing too. I go ride. By my window, I got on my traveling shoes. I go riding and gliding and rolling with my blues. I want to hear Luther Tucker, 'cause he's a bad mother-in-law blues by Junior Parker. That's pretty good too. Oh, I tell you, just about any kind of that good old Chicago blues is all right with me. Like James Cotton, and you can't go wrong with John Lee Hooker.
By nature, I guess I play my hand close to my vest. I take no prisoners, and we're no take all. You had the rumble, now you're gonna fall. My intuition says my baby will through. In this game of love, it'll happen to you. There ain't no best time, there ain't no doubt. The good luck you're having is about to run out.
Sunday Night Blues with Joe Bonamassa and the Good Luck You're Having off Joe's CD called Bloodline. Tonight, Greg Allman in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Now, when Greg contacted the show, I got to tell you, I was pretty nervous at first as I was reading and watching his past interviews with Howard Stern, Late Night with Conan, on CBS Sunday Morning, and watching the band's DVDs. So I have to admit to you, here on Sunday Night Blues, I was a little intimidated on this interview coming up with Greg Allman. But you know what? The interview turned out to be a blast. Great stories and great insights to the solo career of Greg Allman and the Allman Brothers Band. Coming up, we're going to hear Little by Little here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Fishing. It's a sign that means we've locked up and headed off to do something we love. Luckily, there's an entire state dedicated to those little signs, with 19 million acres of woods, gone biking, gone golfing, and the world's longest freshwater coastline, gone rock skipping, gone sailing, gone wandering. Meet you on the playgrounds of Pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, blues fans. This is the old hooker man from the Levi Rose Experience. And welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan from the Sunday Night Blues Studios. Tonight in the Sunday Night Blues Studios, Greg Allman. That is coming up here on Sunday Night Blues. Also, Sunday Night Blues invites you to Dinner and the Blues. This is coming up on July 20th at the Ballroom in Kindy, Michigan. Now, the full menu and ticket prices are at sundaynightblues.net. Also, information on how, you know, you can win tickets to our July 20th Dinner and the Blues. So, who is the band?
This is Big Ray from Big Ray and the Motor City King, inviting you to an evening with Dinner and the Blues. This is at that Ballroom in Kindy, Michigan, on Saturday, July 20th. So come on out, have some fun, Perth and Summertime Blues with the new sound of Motown. For more info, check it out at sundaynightblues.net.
Now, tickets are on sale now if you call 984-874-4070. That's 984-874-4070. 4070 for more information or visit sundaynightblues.net. Doors open at 5 p.m. We hope to see you out there on July 20th. Check it out, sundaynightblues.net. Low Country Blues is the latest CD recording for Greg Allman, released on January 18, 2011, and recorded in L.A. Now on the CD, Low Country Blues is Dr. John and T-Bone Burnett. Track 2 is the song called Little by Little, written by Melvin London. It is my pleasure here on Sunday Night Blues, right after Little by Little, to bring you our one-on-one interview with Greg Allman here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Baby, I don't night till the break of day. Snap me up and everything I say, little by little. Only you know that I can see. Bit by bit, your love is slipping away from me. What you doing, baby, you know it ain't right. I wonder what you're doing, but it takes all night.
Little by Little off Greg Allman's latest CD called Low Country Blues. Little by Little is a song written by Mel London back in 1960 as we welcome in Greg Allman into the Sunday Night Blues studios with us tonight. And Greg, welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
How you doing, Philip? Good to see you.
I'm doing real well. What an honor to have you here on Sunday Night Blues right here in mid-Michigan.
Well, thank you a lot, man. Good to be here.
Greg Allman here on Sunday Night Blues. And what did Mel London mean to the blues and R&B scene back in the 1950s and 60s, and what influences, if any, did he have on Greg Allman?
Well, inadvertently, he had a lot of influences on a lot of different people. I mean, he was in there with some of his writings were just like some, they're like stock songs. I mean, they're blues songs that everybody knows. I mean, like he wrote Mannish Boy for Muddy Waters, and I mean that's hard. That's doing it there, man. He wrote many other ones, and God, the man touched many lives, and I was one of them. I mean, he touched my life long before I knew his name.
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues, and did you play some of Mel's songs as the Allman Brothers were making a name for the band?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, coming up, you know, I mean, we did 6.5 years of the what we call it, what we entitled the Chitlin Circuit, which is the roadhouses of the southeastern United States. Some of them have the chicken wire, so you don't have to get hit by the beer bottles, and some of them do not. This was back in the mid-60s, about half of the 70s.
So in the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, that is true, huh, where they put up the chicken wires like that?
Oh, very much so.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be something to see.
Yeah, imagine Mr. Healy was right at home because he played the same damn places that I did.
Yeah, I had the pleasure to see him in concert.
Wonderful guy.
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues tonight, and your latest CD, Low Country Blues, went number 5 on Billboard's Top 200 and number 1 on Top Blues Albums, and your producer was T-Bone Burnett. And Greg, not only did T-Bone Burnett become your producer, he also became your friend.
Well, Mr. Burnett was, he did a lot for me, actually, a lot more than just record producing. Number one, he became a dear friend of mine, and I don't really throw that word around. It's one of the most, I guess, friend and love are two of the most abused words in the English language, but you know, the most people use them the most recklessly, I think. But this man became my friend, and I did not record, that was the first record I had recorded in 14 years. Tommy Dowd died in '02, and after that, I didn't want to hear about it. You know, they'd bring up the idea of recording or going in the studio, and I would just kind of change the subject on them. You know, I was so in tuned with that man. He was like a father figure to me, and he like taught me everything I knew about recording, and I communicated with him so well. In the studio, I finally got it down to talk in his hieroglyphics, I guess you'd call them. We talked in numbers and this and that, you know. I mean, and it was just wonderful. And I just figured inside, well, I could never ever have that kind of rapport with anybody else. And so I must say, I got closed-minded about the whole thing. And closed-minded is not one of my things.
Was T-Bone Burnett pretty easy to work with?
He showed me not only that there are people just as easy to work with as Tommy Dowd, and they're one of, I know anyway, one. And, I went to Los Angeles to the Village Sound there in Westwood. I went to record a record with 12 songs on it. and I fully intended to stay 3 weeks, you know, and then probably come back to maybe redo a couple of vocals, what have you.
Uh-huh.
And I was there and gone 11 days. Finished. And it was such an experience. I mean, the band, and he had picked the band, and that didn't sit with me. What's wrong with my band, you know? But it was Dr. John, I mean, and he was on my second solo attempt in 1976 called Playing Up a Storm. And matter of fact, he and I both, which back then were maybe a little in an altered state, we sat up underneath a big, long grand piano and wrote one of the songs on that.
Some people cry the blues, I never could. Had no time for tears, life was too good. I had the brightest smile in town. Oh yeah, you took it, baby, turned it upside down. Everything went my way, life was a ball.
Brightest Smile in Town, that's off the album Playing Up a Storm by Greg Allman, recorded back in 1977. And Greg Allman is here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And Greg, studio time is pretty expensive these days.
Writing songs in the studio can get mighty expensive, man. That's a heavy rent on that room.
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Greg, your Low Country Blues was nominated for a Grammy. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant a lot to me, man, and being nominated for a Grammy meant a lot to me. And though I've always, my grandfather told me a long time ago, he put his hand over his heart and he said, "Son, if your song is a hit right there, that bad boy is a hit." As long as it's a hit with you, it's a hit. As long as, you know, you don't go to a friend's house and they put one of your, you know, put one of your albums on.
Right.
And it gets to this one song and you know it's one that you don't like and you start talking louder and louder so they won't hear it. And You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah, that's an awful feeling, man. You're hoping like hell a train goes by or something so they won't hear this part because you know it stinks.
Yeah.
And there's usually one of those little places, maybe even two, on every record. I mean, that's why it would be great to go and ask any musician this. It would be great. It would be so wonderful to go back and recut Eat a Peach or redo the Fillmore. You know, some of the people aren't available, I know, but I mean, I can just imagine going back in and recutting Brothers and Sisters. I mean, good God, it'd be an entirely different song now.
Yeah, it would, especially with today's technology.
Really, it really would.
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Greg, would you share with us here in mid-Michigan on how it all started for you?
I was born and lived the first 9 years of my life in Nashville, Tennessee. And I lived in the Belmead area, which most people know as kind of a wealthy section. But there's two different parts of Belmead, and we lived in the not-so-wealthy section. My mother always wanted to live by the ocean ever since she was a little girl. And
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And Greg, you weren't too fond of Daytona Beach.
I hated it in Daytona Beach, Florida, for the first couple of years I lived there. And I guess in 1960, that summer, this guy lived across the street from her had a guitar sitting up on his porch, and he had a 47 Packard limousine, and he was painting the damn thing with a house brush, you know. I mean, he was a little mentally challenged. He was painting everything except the windows. Well, he painted the hubcaps. He was painting, oh, man. He was just making a terrible mess of this car. Anyway, I just went over and I said, how you doing? His name was Jimmy Bain. And I asked him, you know, what's that up there on the porch? He said, well, that's my guitar. I said, well, can you play it? He said, hey, I wouldn't have it up there if I couldn't play it. I said, all right. I said, well, when you take a break there, why don't you come here and play something for me? It was an old Beltone guitar, which is old Sears and Roebuck that was there. It had Beltone, then it turned to Silvertone. He played She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain, and I thought, man, something happened. And I had this thought that, man, if this guy can do this, then by God, I know I can. So, man, I started out on a quest for my first guitar. When I got home, I got a paper route, and I had it for, the rest of the summer. And I cleared a big rocking $21. On November 10th, 1960, I walked into Sears and Roebuck, bought me a guitar, man. It would literally make your fingers bleed. That's the sucker warped in no time at all. And, I mean, it was just, I got the fever for it so bad. I mean, that guitar pushed me to different heights.
People say that you're no good, but I wouldn't cut you loose, baby, if I could. I seem to stay down on the ground. Baby, I'm too far gone to turn around. Oh, if only you would make up your mind and take me where you go or leave me lay behind. Woman, you've got those come and go blues. I swear you do. Lord, you've got those come and go blues. You know you do. Now you got me feeling like a fool. The just like a fool. Don't ask me why I stay here, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm a fool to care. But without your sweet love, I would be nowhere. So here I'll stay, locked in your well, until that day I might find someone else. But I don't know just when that will be. But I don't know, I can't say, 'cause I can't see. Cured by time. Darling, sail on, baby, sail on. And I just wish you good luck, and I'll see you when you come next time. Woman, you've got those come and go blues. Oh, you know you do. Lord, you got those come and go. Got me feeling like a fool, just like a fool.
Come and Go Blues with Greg Allman here on Sunday Night Blues. Coming up in our next hour, more with Greg Allman right here in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Our next hour, we're going to hear from B.B. King, Ray Charles, and more with Greg Allman. Hey, mark your calendars for August 24th for our Sunday Night Blues After Glow Party with the Bluescasters from Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is going to be a great time. August 24th. Check it out at SundayNightBlues.net. Also coming up on May 26th, a very special evening at Scooter's Bar and Grill.
Hey, Blues and Barbecue fans, come on down to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. We have the best of the blues and great barbecue. May 19th, Chris Canis Trio, and a very special night on May 26th, Greg Nagy and special guest Gina Cecilia with an unplugged session by Jonesen. Come on out to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday. We're located at the corner of Torrey and Hill Road, just off of U.S. 23.
Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, we take a road trip from Detroit to Nashville, Tennessee. More on this on Sunday Night Blues.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe.
Blues Maniacs, this is Nisi. You're listening to the Sunday Night Blues Show with Philip Ryan. Tune in. He's been spinning my latest CD, Beyond the Surface, and my new single release, Blues Ain't Nothing, produced by former Allman Brothers Johnny Neal, which is a preview of my upcoming CD due out this summer. Check me out at www.nisi.net. That's N-I-E-C-I-E.net. Till then, peace, love, and the blues.
I wake up in the morning, got my aches and pains. Sky's so cloudy, Lord, it looks like rain. I'm already one step ahead. I got my umbrella right beside my bed. The blues ain't nothing.
Blues ain't nothing.
I said the blues ain't nothing.
Nothing at all.
You know the blues ain't nothing but a good woman feeling bad. Seconds, I'll be
back on my feet.
Nothing from Detroit native Niecy here on Sunday Night Blues. Check out Niecy at the website sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the musician link, and while you're there, we'll register to win July 20th Dinner and the Blues at the Ballroom in Kindy, Michigan. This promises to be a great time. Dinner and the Blues coming up on July 20th. Check it all out at sundaynightblues.net. Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios. We hope you enjoyed our opening interview with Greg Aumann. If you missed our first part, well, Greg talked about how it all started for Greg at a young age. We talked about producer T-Bone Burnett and Tommy Dow. Check out all the info at sundaynightblues.net on T-Bone Burnett and Tommy Dow, along with Dr. John and the Allman Brothers Band. Coming up in our next hour, we'll continue our interview with Greg Aumann. As we make our way to Nashville, Tennessee, this lovely lady just finished touring with Bob Seger and has a new CD out.
Hi, everybody. This is Sean Murphy, and you're listening to Philip Ryan on the Sunday Night Blues Show, playing the blues all over Michigan. So tune in. He's going to be playing a lot of songs from my new CD, As for the Moon. And anything else you need to know, just go to www.seanmurphyband.com.
I don't want to cry no more.
took me by surprise. Something you can grab hold of to kiss the stars into your eyes. Shifting lights that glitter in its sheen. In all the world, that's where you'll find me when you're as blue as you can be. Nowhere lasts forever, and when your heart is breaking, you ask for the moon. Ooh, babe. Some say I'm in a dream world, in a game that's all been played. I'll only ask you for a lifetime. Might as well ask for the moon. Ask for the moon. Oh, ask for the moon. You'll never know if you can fly unless you ask for the moon.
Sean Murphy here on Sunday Night Blues with Ask for the Moon off Sean's latest CD called Ask for the Moon. Check out Sean at SundayNightBlues.net. Just click on the musician link. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, Scooter's Bar and Grill, The Pasta House, and by Wingin' It's. Check out our blues sponsors at the website SundayNightBlues.net. Coming up in our next hour of the best in blues, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Ryan Roots. We're also going to hear from the Thirsty Perch Band, Debbie Davies, Connie Lush, and the Blues Shouters. And our double shot tonight is Matt Guitar Murphy. And to top things off, in our next hour, we can't forget about this, our Sunday Night Blues interview with Greg Allman. More on this on Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Hey, y'all, listen up. This is Doug from the Bluescasters inviting you to join us at Wingin' It in East Tawas on Saturday, August 24th at 10 o'clock. You can dance the night away to some great rock and blues with us and our pal Philip Ryan from Sunday Night Blues. This is the Sunday Night Blues Afterglow Party. You'd be crazy to be anywhere else.
Don't tell me how I get my blues.
Hey Blues fans, this is Giles Robson from Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Back to our second hour of the Best in Blues, broadcasting from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here in mid-Michigan. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. By Scooter's Bar and Grill, where every Sunday night is blues and barbecue starting at 7 p.m. By Tawas Blues by the Bay. Check out the full lineup and their August dates at sundaynightblues.net. By the Pasta House in Kindy, Michigan, where the Wiley family makes fun their number one priority. By Wingin' It's in East Tawas, great food, great friends, and everything sports. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by Mid-Michigan Blues Lovers. Check out Mid-Michigan Blues Lovers. They're on Facebook.
This hour, we continue our interview with Greg Aumann. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot this hour is with Matt Guitar Murphy by email request from Janelle in Pinconning, Michigan. Also this hour, the best in blues, we're going to hear from Ray Charles, B.B. King, and Debbie Davies. Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, this next blues musician specializes in Got the Blues, known for original and old school blues, better known as Roots Music. Ryan Roots here on Sunday Night Blues with If I'm Gone.
Hello, blues fans. This is Ryan Roots from the Ryan Roots Band from the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
If I'm gone, know that I'm okay. I've been here, smiling now. Live my life best as I could. Remember me as time goes by. If I did harm, know that I'm sorry. See, my life at times was a little wild. All of my days spent trying so hard. In the end I learned I just had to smile. To my family, know that I love you. You mean more to me than I ever could show. Gotta stay strong through this morning. Keep your head high, don't cry now I'm gone. I'll be here waiting on you. Enjoy this life, take your time. In your heart, I'll be with you. God bless, I love you, goodbye.
Blues fans, this is Chris Collins from the Thirsty Perch Blues Band out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm inviting you to the Tallis Blues by the Bay Festival coming up on August 23rd through the 25th. You can catch Thirsty Perch on Saturday the 24th at 4 p.m. Also, check out the full lineup for the festival at SundayNightBlues.net. Don't miss this fantastic blues festival. It's going to be a rocking good time.
You know that ain't no lie. Yeah, I live the blues. You know that ain't no lie. Oh, listen here, honey, gonna tell you all the reasons why. I got a real fine girl, I know she gonna do me right. I got a real fine girl, I know she gonna do me right. I'm gonna shake it with my baby, I'm gonna shake it all tonight. Well, she's a pretty little girl in the neighborhood. She's a pretty little girl in my neighborhood. Well, if she don't love me, I know her sister surely would. I get up in the morning, in my bed, she serves me pinto beans and a slice of cornbread. Late at night when she's drunk and gone, I'll be laying home with that television on. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, I live the blues. We'll be right back.
can't keep no money. I like to do all those things that seem kind of funny. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, I live the blues, honey. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you all them reasons why. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, now I live the blues. Yeah, I live the blues. Yeah, I live those blues every night and every day.
Take twice.
Big Time Sarah and What Makes My Man Tick here on Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay. Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, B.B. King, Ray Charles, and our interview with Greg Allman. So stay tuned right here on Sunday Night Blues.
For the 12th year now, Taos Bay Blues Society presents Blues by the Bay. This annual tradition happens Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6 p.m., through Sunday, August 25th. Now, this year's great lineup includes Big James and the Chicago Playboys, Thornetta Davis, Boa Constrictors with special guest The Pazman, Big Ray and the Motor City Kings, Sweet Claudette, the Thirsty Perch Band, and much more. Now, your $20 souvenir button lets you experience 3 days of some of the best blues around. Don't miss Blues by the Bay at the Taos Harbor Park. For more information, go to bluesbythebaytaos.org.
Bend down hearted, baby.
Hi, this is Jackie. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
I've been around the world, seen everything. And if it's love you want, baby, just give me a ring. I can't lose with the stuff I use. I'm the king of the blues. I've loved in sunshine, I've loved in the rain. All of the women who know me call me that loving man. I can't lose with the stuff I use. I'm the king of the blues. Some people go to school to try and learn their trade. Yes, but I'm a lover by nature. That's why I know I've got it made. Yes, you might think I'm joking or just having fun, but they tell me the reason I'm the king, I'm a loving son of a gun. I know I can't lose with the stuff I use. I'm the king of the blues.
The King of the Blues, B.B. King, here on Sunday Night Blues as we continue our interview with Greg Allman. And Greg, welcome back to the Sunday Night Blues studios.
Well, thank you a lot, man. Good to be here.
Now, your family was very close to B.B. King. And how many times did you and B.B. King jam together?
Yeah, I've played with B. I've known B for a long time. He knows my mother, and B. I don't know, man. I'm at least a dozen.
Greg Allman on Sunday Night Blues. And Greg, how did you finally meet the High Priest?
Back when Cher and I were married, she, of course, at that time had, it was the Sonny and Cher show, and then there was a split. And then she kept the show. Was, I don't know if you remember or even care about that sort of thing, but she kept the show and just called the Cher Show. And I didn't go down there much. I would go and pick up and drop off Chastity sometimes. And I stayed away from CBS quite a bit. Anyway, she came home one night and she said, "You know, Gregory, I've run out of people to have on my show. Entertainers, you know, she had a variety show." I don't know if you ever saw it or anything, but it was, you know, they don't have too many variety shows anymore. But
no,
it was kind of like Carol Burnett to me,
right?
If she sang, you know, I mean, there was always a guest on the show, right? And the guest would sing one of their songs, or two of their songs, and one with Cher. She was asking me, well, who can I get on the show? I said, hey, that's easy, the high priest. Well, she says, who's the high priest? I said, Ray Charles is the high priest. You know, because that's what they call him. She said, Ray Charles, you mean like what I say? I said, yeah, that's him. Same one. So, I put it out of my mind. So I'm sitting at home writing songs one day, and I was really into something. And phone rang. It was her calling from the studio. And I said, yeah, baby, what is it? And she said, well, Ray's down here, and we can't seem to decide which song to do together. And I said, Ray who? She said, well, you told me to get Ray Charles. She said, Ray requested you coming down here and help. And I said, Ray don't know who the hell. She says, yo, I believe he does. And that's when the fear set in. I mean, it was like, yeah, the high priest has summoned me. Oh, God. Man, I got in that. What did I have at the time? I had a Daytona I had a Dino Ferrari. Man, I smoked that damn thing. I like 130'd it down to Fairfax Avenue, man, from Beverly Hills, right?
Greg Allman in the Sunday Night Blues Studios. And Greg, while you were walking over there towards Ray Charles, were you pretty nervous?
Oh, God, man, I was about to fly apart. So I walked over there, and I had on sneakers, and I got about 7 or 8 feet from the piano. Anyway, you know, he said, we can't seem to get it right. Just get a compatible song for both of us.
That's pretty good.
I said, well, you know, and for my own taste, of course, you got to do what I say. And since I spend most of my life in Georgia, and you was born there, Georgia on my mind, and I guess I about hit the road, Jack, with you and her, and he goes, done deal. And that's what they did, man. I couldn't believe it. Made a request, and he did it. I asked him to play, you know, Georgia on my mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly.
Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Quite a thrill that Ray Charles played your requested song, Georgia on My Mind, tonight on Sunday Night Blues. Greg Allman, and what was the first song you wrote, and was it about a girl?
The name of it was Melissa. It was about not a real girl. I was very lonesome out there on the road, and, you know, we were playing a club. We were playing what we call the Chitlin Circuit. And it's a bunch, it's all road houses in southeastern United States. We'd just do one after another, and we would make for money. And really, there was four of us. We did five sets a night, 45 minutes a set. six nights a week for $111 a piece, $444 for the whole week. And even in 1966, man, that was nothing. That was, forget about it. I mean, it was like break even time, you know. It was, and I kept telling my brother, see, man, we ain't never gonna make no money doing this. And he said, well, we just gotta keep trying. And we did.
Crossroads, same will come and go. Yeah. Gypsy flies from coast to coast. Knowing many, loving none. Bearing sorrow, having fun. Melissa, freight train, each car looks the same, all the same, and no one knows. Sweet Melissa. Without Melissa.
Sunday Night Blues with Sweet Melissa, or Melissa, written by Greg Allman and first recorded by the 31st of February, an early band comprising the Allman Brothers, Greg and Dwayne, back in 1968. Melissa can be found on the album Eat a Peach. And Greg, in the music industry, a musician or band describes their success as a break, but you describe it differently.
It's like a series of happenings that just seem to fall into place, each one being like a number of the lottery. I mean, of course, your talent and your originality and all that enters into it. But still, some of it is being in the right place, the right time, connecting with the right people. And because, man, there is a lot. There's all kinds of competition out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to start all over today, and I was, say, 14, about that age you start deciding, you know, what's it going to be? I don't know if I guess if I got the same passion for music and the passion for playing it, of course I would be doing the same thing. It was difficult, man. It was hard work and a certain amount of being fortunate, and also some of it being intelligent enough to put yourself in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, things like meeting Bill Graham, the whole Fillmore thing, the way we hit that, our first impression on not only Bill but the people of San Francisco and San Francisco area and New York City, the New York area, both Fillmores, they just both clicked, man. I mean, like the first night we played each one of them was a real good night, just so happened. And I would imagine we became, well, yes, I definitely will tell you, we became one of Bill's favorite bands. We found ourselves for a few years there just hopping back and forth, San Francisco to New York.
Greg Allman here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Greg, do you prefer to play in a big venue or a small venue?
I'd much rather play in a 3,000-seater five night than an arena one.
Because of the setting?
Because it sounds better. You know, you get those places like, it's so hard to get a sound in there. I mean, you know before you go on that from the 110th seat back, it's going to wash out, you know? So, I mean, who the hell wouldn't rather play a much more intimate place like the Beacon, or like, you know, an opera house, a place not necessarily built for the spoken word, not like Carnegie Hall. Both Fillmores, they were about the same size as the Beacon. That's why after the Fillmore was torn down, we had to find another one, you know, because we had started building up a very, very, very good fan base in New York City. And we knew that, I mean, what better city to have, you know, on your side, you know, and what a better place to have a fan base than the most populated
in New York City,
America.
Now for some Southern comfort, the Allman Brothers.
Thank you.
first place. I know some man gonna walk in, take my place. In no real world, I'm one out that front door.
Sunday Night Blues with One Way Out, a blues song first recorded and released in the early mid-1960s by Sonny Boy Williamson II, and then popularized to rock audience in the early 1970s by the Allman Brothers Band. That is off Eat a Peach album, the Allman Brothers Band, and One Way Out. Southern rock is at its best tonight here on Sunday Night Blues. Greg Allman here in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. What an absolute pleasure and my pleasure to share with you tonight on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan. Next week, we conclude our interview with Greg Allman. And the last part of the interview you won't want to miss because Greg shares with us his other passion in life. Coming up, our double shot of the blues, Matt Guitar Murphy. And up next, Ring of Fire, right here on Sunday Night Blues.
Haven't we always wanted our own island? One without car horns or stoplights, but one filled with forts and uncharted paths, carriage rides and bike rides, and games we play all day, where the sun can't wait to wake up and adventure waits around every corner. Nestled in the deep blue waters of Lake Huron, our island is Mackinac Island. Our island is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Hey everybody, this is Mark Arshak from Jackson, Michigan. I'm the Mark Arshak Band. You can find me at www.markarshakband.com. And welcome to the Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Scooter's Bar and Grill.
Hey, blues and barbecue fans, come on down to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. We have the best of the blues and great barbecue. And a very special night on May 26th, Greg Nagy and special guest Gina Cecilia with an unplugged session by Jonesen. Come on out to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday. We're located at the corner of Torrey and Hill Road, just off of U.S. 23.
Coming up, our Sunday Night Blues double shot by email request from Janelle. Janelle is from Pink County, Michigan, and tonight we have a Sunday Night Blues double shot with Matt Guitar Murphy. Our email address here at Sunday Night Blues is pr@sundaynightblues.net. pr@sundaynightblues.net. Email your double shot. Love to hear from you. His new CD is called Ramblin' On, Mark Arshak, and Ring of Fire here on Sunday Night Blues.
Bye.
the fire went wild.
Mark Arshak and Ring of Fire here on Sunday Night Blues. That is brand new off his CD called Ramblin' On. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is Matt Guitar Murphy by email request from Janelle out of Penn County, Michigan. And we start off our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight with Way Down South. Matt Guitar Murphy, our Sunday Night Blues double shot.
South, well, I felt the blues from a hollow stump. Way down south, well, they shout the blues from a hollow stump. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar that this journey's gonna jump. They got the hustlers from Froggy Bottom and the women from across the hill. Yes, the hustlers from Froggy Bottom and the women from across the hill. Get corn liquor from a fruit jar, straight from your favorite steel. Sand floor. You can hear guitars ringing and feet shuffling on a big sand floor. This goes on all night long, way after the rooster crow. Thank you.
wondering what's all the noise. I'm in the back room with the girls and boys. We're discussing the blues, and they don't seem to see. Oh yeah, the blues is all I crave. The blues don't bother me. When I was a little boy, sitting on my papa's knee, I couldn't have been no older than two or three. He said, I am a blues man.
Our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Matt Guitar Murphy. Way Down South we heard, and also The Blues Don't Bother Me by email request from Janelle out of Pinconning, Michigan. Email your Sunday Night Blues Double Shot to pr@sundaynightblues.net. That's pr@sundaynightblues.net. As we close out tonight's show with...
Hey, this is Rusty Wright from the Rusty Wright Band, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
A little bit crazy and a little bit wild. I got a lover's heart and a player's style. I love all the ladies, everyone that I see. But there was one little girl who wouldn't talk to me.
I don't need you, boy.
That's what she said.
You're just not my type.
Can you believe that? There are two kinds of lovers. There's trouble and a marrying kind.
Just another job for your two. I don't need that. Not gonna worry my mind.
Oh, but it ain't your mind. I wanna worry, baby.
There are two kinds of lovers. There's trouble and a marrying kind.
Oh,
About me, I can see it in your smile. So try a little trouble, cause it just might be what you need, baby. Sure to be driving you out. Cause there are two kinds of lovers, there's trouble and the marrying kind. Cause there are two kinds of lovers, there's trouble and the marrying kind.
Sunday Night Blues with the Rusty Wright Band, closing out tonight's show with Trouble with the Marrying Kind. You can find that on their CD called This, That, and the Other Thing. The Rusty Wright Band, closing out tonight's show on Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, by Taos Blues by the Bay, by Scooter's Bar and Grill, by Winging It in East Taos, Michigan, and by the Pasta House in Kindy, Michigan. Tune in next week here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan as we conclude our interview with Greg Allman. You can check out Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan at the website sundaynightblues.net. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan from the Sunday Night Blues studios.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
A very, very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. I love you, and I miss you, baby. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at sundaynightblues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.